through this period of intense practice, the mind is consumed with painful sensations and memories from past trauma and abuse. What to do when the required discipline appears to be beyond reach? How can one practice combat such a defeatist attitude? Will longer intense periods be helpful or not? The body is rapidly aging, as I am soon to be 60 years old. And the time that is left, I want to live skillfully with wisdom. To pass away with such untrained mind is a saddening prospect.
So you should practice in line with the energy that you do have. So if you do too much, if it's too tense, then your body won't be able to take it. And so you should be aware then of the energy that you do have. And so practice in line with that. And it's okay to reduce the intensity of it. And so if one is between the age of, say, 30 and 50, the energy of the body is quite good. But after 60, if you try practicing like you were when you were 30, then you won't be able to do it. So you should reduce that. And so following what's appropriate for your body, being aware of that and being aware of how much strength it has. And in terms of these moods and feelings, to do with the past. So this is memory that's coming up. And so memory about ways that one has been harmed in the past. And so you should know that this is the sanya, so this memory. And you should establish your mindfulness and seeing that these memories are tricking your mind at the moment. And so memories about the pain, the suffering that one has experienced, if these come up, then you should try to change them and change it over to good memories. And then establish the mind in the present moment. So through reciting Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho. And this is the karma that we are creating in our minds. So we can see or reflect as well that the Buddha, when he was a bodhisattva, cultivating his paramis, his spiritual perfections, that he experienced a lot of pain and died many times through his efforts. And so for us, the harm that we have experienced, it hasn't been to the point of us being killed. And it's when the Buddha was being tortured by, in a previous life, by the king who was Devadatta. And the Buddha still praised Kanti. He still praised this patience, endurance. And even though his ears and nose and limbs were being cut and off to the point where he died, still to the point of death, he praised Kanti, his patient endurance. And so the way in which you have been harmed, it hasn't been to that extent. And perhaps it's just some mental harm, maybe there was some physical harm. But whatever the case, that you should take the Buddha as your example and try to forgive the ones who have done this to you. And then create this new, or take, understand that this was due to one's own karma, and create this new karma, and teach your mind not to cling to any of this. And as you steadily train, then your mind will become better.
Most Venerable Ajahn Anand, I am a veterinarian who uses medicine or poison to kill parasites and worms, such as fleas, ticks, and mites, on pets, such as dogs or cats. Is this act considered breaking the first precept? Should I change jobs, or is there another alternative, as the pets also suffered from parasites? The pets can die from parasite infection, so we try to save or help them.
So, this occupation that you have of being a vet, is one where you help the lives of animals. And so you establish your intention that you're doing this for the sake of caring for and helping the lives of pets, of dogs and cats, for example. And the regards to the parasites, that they're just a part of nature for them to be there. But when you do your work, you establish that you have this intention just to be helping these pets. And if you're going to take it to kind of such a detailed level where you don't want to harm any of these parasites or cause them any death, then one can't really act in this world. And say if you want to walk, but then you're afraid that you'll step on some ants and kill them. And if it's like that, then we just can't act in this world. We can't stay in this world. So you need to get it balanced and bring it just to the right level. And establish that you have this intention not to be killing any beings, but what you want to do is to bring these pets and animals to safety from these infections and parasites. And so that's not bad karma, and you aren't breaking precepts.
Thank you, Lumpo Anan, for accommodating us at this beautiful place. I've come to realize that I have a lack of deep, meaningful relationships. As a result, in the past, this has led to the development of negative habits from sins, such as lust and desire, in order to feel the need for connection. The question is, how can I fully fill that need with something that is positive, such as wisdom or detachment, so that I am able to feel a whole again? Thank you.
So it's the nature of the mind which has been affected by the defilements for a long time, that it has this craving and this lust within it. So we need to establish our mindfulness that liking has arisen, this lust has arisen. And when there's this knowing and this mindfulness well established there, then that feeling will cease. And so when there is this thinking, this kind of proliferation, we need to establish mindfulness and to know what's happening for what it is. And to be contemplating so that wisdom arises. So we can contemplate that our own lives, the lives of others, that when that ends, then what state is the body left in? And is there anything pleasant within that? Or contemplate this body, it's a host for illnesses. And this is where all illnesses arise, within this body. And so we can see then that so the body is just filled with these illnesses, and that when it dies, we can't find any meaning there within it. And so you can see that the in-breath, the out-breath, it nourishes this body, and the fire element is able to stay and kind of look after the other elements. But if the breath stops for just a short time, then there's no meaning left to this body. So we should contemplate this, and even though there may be desire and lust there, don't worry about that. There were some disciples of the Buddha who had incredibly strong lust. But when they were able to see into the unattractive nature in the body, they attained to arahantship.
This question is from Juradeen, Singapore. Dear Longpa, I have been trying to practice mindfulness and maintain a positive mindset at work. However, despite my efforts, I still find my mind scattered, especially when struggling with work, facing difficult situations, including being bullied by colleagues, and the constant need for communication throughout the day. I often feel frustrated and exhausted. May I seek Longpa's guidance on how I can apply the Dhamma to navigate and overcome these difficulties. Thank you, Longpa.
So the way that you're putting in your efforts, like what you're doing, this is good already. So just carry on trying, carry on training, and forbear with these difficulties. If the mind is very scattered, then you can just try to be practicing at just certain times. Because if you try to make your mind peaceful all the times, you probably won't be able to do that. And so just try it at certain times and bring the scatteredness, the restlessness of the mind down. And then when you are not working, then you should meditate and chant. Put down all of the past issues to do with work. So when you enter your home, then leave everything to do with work outside your house. And just let go of it. And then if you do this, then it will become better. And when your practice becomes better, then the rest of your life will improve as well. You should set the firm intention that you won't give in to anger or ill will, that even though today I may be bullied, but still I will give my forgiveness. Because here the defilements are trying to obstruct you. Even though there may be exhaustion, tiredness through different issues, but try to establish your mindfulness well. In the space of an hour, you can try and find 2 or 3 free minutes while you're at work and be reciting Buddha during that time. So carry on training. And then as you do that, then you'll be able to combat, to and win out with these difficulties that you're experiencing. And on Saturday and Sunday, when you have more time, then use that to be meditating and training yourself, cultivating your mind. And so that when you go back to work, you'll be able to meet with and overcome these difficulties.
This last question is from Sheila from the UK. Dear respected Ajahnanand, when the Buddha said, "If you knew what I knew, you would not go a single meal without sharing your food," what did the Buddha know? Also, I find it easy to keep 8 precepts on a retreat or when I am at the monastery, but otherwise, living with people who don't practice Dhamma and for whom eating food is often a social event. Although I eat by myself, I find it very hard indeed to keep 8 precepts. Please advise me. With immense gratitude for the teachings.
So what the Buddha knew was suffering, its origin, its cessation, and the path leading to that cessation. And so he understood the path leading to the end of suffering, and he'd also practiced himself to the end of suffering as well. So this is like a simile that the Buddha was giving, that once we have known, then we need to share this knowledge with others as well, and so that they may reach the end of suffering too. Just in the same way that when we have food, that we share that with others in order to reduce their suffering. And so whatever good things we have discovered within our hearts, then we share that with others too. And then the second part of the question was that finding it easy to keep the 8 precepts in the monastery around other people who are also doing the same, but it's difficult to keep them at home. And so in that case, when you're at home, then it's okay to just be keeping the 5 precepts. You don't need to worry about whether you're keeping the 8 or keeping the 5. Just do what allows you to feel comfortable, and that's enough. And these 5 precepts are the causes for knowing and seeing the Dhamma. And so don't worry about this.